calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Calling the Tri-City Tips Net. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net. This is November Kilo 1 Victor. My name is Steve and I am located in Coventry, Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed radio amateurs are welcome to check into the net. Those who do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. This net operates on 147.060 MHz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 Hz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also PL of 156.7. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. Also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and to encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. The TIPS net is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have any questions for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone has been checked in. There are three sections to the TIPS net. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements and upcoming events and items of interest. And third, there is an opportunity for those that wish to swap, sell, and are looking for amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control station. When checking into the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time as you. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and if you have any comments or questions, let me reset. Station for this evening. We will start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave and Preston. Good evening, Steve. No questions at this time.
To the net, here is
Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf. Kevin in Norwich, no questions at the moment. We'll see what happens.
November Kilo 1 Victor. I have the following stations. K1 DCT, Dave, good evening. KA6 PDG, Kevin, good evening. Do we have any further check-ins for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net? I did not quite get that last station. Maybe you got a little more power you could put into that. I barely get it. I think it might be Alex.
Here is November 1, Sierra India X-ray. This is Alex in Andover. No questions at this time, and crank up the power. Over.
Time. So I also have N1SIX, Alex from Andover. Any further check-ins, please come now. Okay, I got a small group, but we have no current questions for the TIPnet on the first round. As we go through, if anybody has anything else that they can think of, it's an open situation, so whatever you come up with. Tim, KC1TWR, actually mentioned a good topic, which is a good topic because there's been some other things in the news related to it, about the current fire situation in California and how a great percentage of the cell phone towers have shut down once the power went out. So that's one thing, if anybody has any comments on that. And, of course, I think we may have talked a little bit about this on previous weeks, but I'm also going to be doing some antenna work, seeing as my AL811H has given up on me for a little while, at least so I fix it. I might focus a little bit on some better wire antennas, which are really my only option. So we could discuss a little bit if anybody has any suggestions on that. I've been using a fan dipole, but I'm open to other options now that the leaves are gone. So let me reset. So let's start at the top with Dave, K1DCT. Any comments for Jeanette?
Oh, good evening, Steve, and to all those on the net. Well, interesting about the California fires, you know, terrible situation. But ironically, I think probably a lot of people might have seen where California pretty much wants to disband any ham radio repeaters. I don't know if anybody saw that article. But you know, they forget that, you know, the power grid goes down, the cell phones goes down, you know, all we need, the battery is solar power, maybe a generator here and there, and the hands can make things happen. But, and I've seen this before when I was in two-way radio, when cell phones came out. People thought, well, you know, what do we need this two-way radio thing for? Because I got a cell phone, and they forget all those same things that I already mentioned. So, yeah, kind of interesting. So, as far as antennas, I have a an NFED, so it's a 9-to-1 balun, and then a long piece of wire. Mine's for 40. 20, 15, and 10, so the wire is 60, 60 long, and I've been extremely pleased with it, and it's at 35 feet, and I, I guess I'm working the world. I worked some very good stuff with it over the last year or two when the band gods have not been happy, so it gets out there. K1DCT, back to net.
K1V, Tri-City TIPsNet. Yeah, Dave, the whole thing with the that guy and the amateur radio off the some of the towers and stuff, there's still some confusion about that, about what's actually going on. I don't think it's a statewide thing. I believe it was somewhat of an isolated situation. It is part of the times. I think it was the way it was approached was kind of got everybody going, and then there are those who feel that possibly the league didn't support amateur radio the way maybe they felt they should have, so it kind of blew up a little bit. I believe most of it has been, you know, calmed down, and there's a bit more of an understanding of what's going on, and understandably in a commercial environment, you know, if amateurs are using commercial situations, I guess the free ride may be up for a lot in some of those situations. But I think a lot of that was the way it was handled, and some of the reading I've done, it seems like it's settled a bit, but I may be wrong. It may be the beginning of more other issues. Let me reset. Next 6, PDG. Kevin, any comments?
Well, good evening to all. It's K6 PDG. I hadn't heard about the banning of ham repeaters or anything like that, so I'd be curious to know something specific. There was a lot of vagaries in that conversation, or at least where to read up on it. That sounds weird, but without knowing any specifics, I'm at a loss. But I did hear somebody, I think it was on a talk show last night, commenting about how the cell phone towers don't have as much battery backup as they used to. I don't know whether it's true or not, but this is what the person was saying, and that there aren't really any regulations to make the phone companies provide X number of hours or days of battery usage backup, whatever. And of course my first thought was, well, I guess the amateurs would have work cut out for them in that situation, perhaps. I know when I lived in California, we did a lot of training with respect to fires, and in fact, there were many times when fires were burning and amateurs provided support emergency communications. Let me reset. So, interested in maybe knowing one or two specifics or where to go read on it. I guess I haven't kept up on the amateur radio news the last week or two. By the way, that does bring up something interesting for those of you who have Echo Dot, and she's sitting right here, so I'm going to say Lexi. For those of you who have Lexi or something like it through Amazon, I discovered just by fooling around one night that I can tell her to play amateur radio newsline, and she will. So that's something I bet a lot of hams don't know unless you are really familiar with those devices. And antennas, nothing comes to mind at the moment, but we'll see where that conversation goes, because we all can stand to learn about different kinds of wire antennas, particularly if it comes to getting Steve a better signal. Not that you don't have a good signal already. K6PDG, back to Matt.
Hi, Kevin. All valid. And, yeah, the battery backup situation with the cell towers, that's, I think, what the big issue, current issue is. I guess they don't need to, so maybe they don't feel, I'm sure that something will change after this for what they require. I almost assume that they had, like, generators. I know that some of the, I've seen some that do have generators on them. You know, they have, like, machines. I've also seen them, the phone, I know I've seen the phone company come by where we had power outages locally, and they have these plugs coming down on their switch, whatever their servers are there, and they bring little trailers, and they plug them right in with generators, and they drive by and fuel them up. So I don't know what's going on in California, but here it seems the last time we had a week and a half, a couple years ago in October, they were there was a reasonable service still up. Let me see. Let's go to Alex, N1SIX. Any comment on the cell phone situation in California, or any comment on antennas, or anything new?
Good evening to everyone on the net and Steve. Yeah, it's pretty devastating what's going on out there in California. It's really quite unbelievable. You know, seeing the fires and everything out there. I hadn't heard the story about the repeaters situation going on, but I bet after this fire, I don't know, ham radios might be pretty important out there if they lose some infrastructure. In terms of antennas, I spun my directional 2-meter beam down towards Salem, I believe you said this repeater was, so I'm wondering if my signal's a little better over there. Back to net.
You are, there's some noise in there still, there's some white noise, but you are 100% copyable, so it's good, you're getting a good signal in. Who am I? NK1V with the Tri-City Tipsnet. Are there any further check-ins for the Tri-City Tipsnet? All right. Quiet night. Yeah, Dave had mentioned the NFED with the 9-to-1. That's my, actually, we just, Alex and I just put one up at one of our other club members, Lynn's house there, and with success. It went up because of her homeowner's restrictions, we were limited, but we did have some nice high trees, and it actually worked quite well, and is working good. And that is my go-to antenna for whenever I go camping or do anything. That's what I've been using at various lengths, random, of course, depending on what my situation is. I have like a, 53 and 84, 100 and something, and then like 130 something, depending on how much water I can get. You know, the more the better. That being said, let me reset here. Hey, this is NK1V for your Tri-City Tipsnet. K1DCT, Dave, any further comments on what's on the table, or do you have anything new that you'd like to bring up? Come now.
Oh, very good. Well, I'll just throw something else. I also, when I run field day or if I'm off somewhere on vacation where I can do something, I run a KX3, and I have a small NFED, the QRP model, so, you know, the balance much smaller, all that, etc. And you know, it's a lot. It's easy to put up, and I have no complaints. You know, it's not a three-element beam. No comparison to that. But it puts out well. Good SWR on a lot of bands, and you know, doesn't give you everything in one antenna, but that's hard to get. So. Anyway, the only other thing I want to bring up, and I was going to bring it up last week when I was net control, and we didn't get to it, was I read in QSD about these numbers stations, and I know, you know, maybe a lot of you haven't been in ham radio all that long. I'll admit I've been in ham radio for 41 years. And hopefully still counting. And, you know, number stations were always a bit of curiosity on the shortwave bands. So I'll just throw that out there, see if anybody wants to comment or, you know, curiosity. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, I actually have not read the most recent QSP much, a little bit, but I don't remember that article, but I didn't look that hard either. That's actually interesting, because I, gotta be honest, I don't know what it means, that the numbered stations are, so maybe either next round, or maybe KA6PDG Kevin may know what you're talking about. Kevin, carry on.
Well, as frequently happens, I do know enough about it to be dangerous. And probably not as much as I should, but yes, we used to call it the numbers lady, but it wasn't always a female voice. It was usually a synthesized voice, at least that I remember now. Maybe before it was it was an actual human voice, but usually it was a synthesized voice. Shortwave listeners are very familiar with it too, I think. I don't know if it's as common anymore, because it's been a while since I've heard the numbers lady or the numbers guy or whatever. And typically what happens is they're giving a sequence of five numbers. And then they'll pause, and then they'll give another sequence of five numbers that, by all indications, seem to be random. It's usually an AM signal. And so you might hear something like a voice going 5 2 0 1 6 1 0 9 8 8. It just goes like that all day and all night, and there's always been a quandary and a lot of guesswork as to what that is. And I think the theory that I recall anyway was that it's some sort of just reset. There's some sort of military communications or intelligence communications, and it's not just not just one country that does it. It's not just found in the U.S., but in various places. That's all going from memory, and like I say, that's about all I know, and that's just enough to get everybody all stirred up and excited and worried. And well, it is Halloween, so it's good. It's a good time to talk about mysterious things pertaining to radio. And anything you've come across or anything that's happened to you that's had you scratching your head or was bizarre or maybe particularly funny. But, yeah, that's a good subject there, Dave. I'm going to be anxious to see what you've read about it recently, about the what I used to call or what we used to call the numbers lady. So, net control, K-A-6-P-D-G.
Good, yeah, that's actually a good explanation, and I don't know if that stuff's still around, but I'll have to listen around, because I do scoop around a little bit there, especially in the late evening. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on, the 40-meter range above and so on. Oh, I also have, on that situation with the repeaters, like I say, it's the information I got may be one-sided. It's about CAL FIRE, which I guess is the governing group that deals with the forest fires and stuff out there. The guy has a good-sized 20-minute video on YouTube. His call sign is Kilo 6 Uniform Delta Alpha. And it may be kind of one-sided, because he's one, he gets some stuff with an attorney, but he does kind of bring up quite a bit of information on it. It's food for thought. You know, it's not necessarily 100% what's going on. Let me reset. So I will see if Alex has any further comments on what's been said or anything new for tonight.
N1SIX here. I'm glad you brought up that story about the decoding number stations. I'm looking at it here, and now I know what my article will be to read this evening. It looks very interesting, definitely mysterious, and they got a spooky-looking tower on page 71 to check out. So thank you for that. I think that was, was Kevin or Dave, I forget, but this looks very interesting. Back to net.
Thanks, Alex. NK1V for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet, and I am going to put out the last call for the first section of topic discussion. Are any further stations would like to check into the TipsNet, please call now.
I have a question, but I don't know if you were going to go through another round. I don't want to be premature here.
Yeah, we can go right to the question. We have plenty of time. Go ahead with your question, please.
Okay, 6PDG. Well, it's sort of a housekeeping question or an administrative question. I was just wondering, because it comes to my scope of awareness as a few things to do, that next week is the first Wednesday of the month. Next Wednesday is the first Wednesday in November. I know there had been talk about once a month maybe doing a pre-designated topic that people could be thinking about and drumming up questions about or reading about for discussion. I don't know if Tim has made a decision on that or not. Did he happen to say anything to you, Steve?
to any of the other net controls. I just was curious. No big deal, just curious. K6PDG, back to net.
Thank you, Kevin. A couple emails today, he did not mention it, but we did talk about that, and we all agreed it would be a good idea. He did say he has something to do with the upcoming elections. I guess he's doing some public service with that, so he has to do something with that, so he would not be on this evening. Has he talked to Dave? Did he talk to you at all, or K1DCT?
No, I didn't see an email, and I haven't, hang on here, got something else popped up. I didn't get any email from him today that I've seen. I think it's a good idea, but, a little free flow, whatever. I mean, usually when we come up with stuff, sometimes I struggle when I am net control. Most nights I can come up with some sort of obscure topic, whatever it might be. So, back to net, K1DCT.
And yes, I struggle every time I am net control. But, it's good if maybe we'll do some emails over the weekend, and because it's a good idea. And even like, he sent me this topic about the about the cell phone, systems not being having backup power and stuff, but it was like at 6 o'clock. I caught the email. He may have sent it earlier. I didn't. I was doing some other things, and but it's good just to throw one out there and spin around, because it is nice to be a little bit prepared. I would have been a little bit more prepared with some other information, because when I bring a topic up, or anybody does, people have questions, and a lot of times it can really shake the beehive. So let's do one more quick call up, even though we already did last call. We got plenty of time to do one more quick call up for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. Anybody else wants to check in, please call now. And does anybody currently on the net have any further comments? So far as the first section, we are going into another section for announcements and such. So is there any further things to be said about the first part? Second section, which is for announcements and items of interest. We'll announce our second section. Yeah, does anybody have any announcements or anything? It seems like the past couple weeks there's been a ton of stuff, and I bet you someone has an announcement. There's something coming up this weekend, I think. So please call now if you have any announcements.
K-A-6-P-D-G.
Go ahead with your announcement. I have three frequencies written down here on my calendar, and I know what they're for. Please go ahead.
Yes, and they're not on the air trick-or-treating. Or maybe they will be. I don't know. Yeah, just a reminder, and I think, I don't know if, oh my goodness, I forgot the new gentleman's name and call there from Andover. And welcome to you, by the way. Thanks for coming to the net. Anyway, this weekend, the North American Kilowatt Club, which is a new club, is doing its first official event. It's a special event station to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the last Green Valley National Heritage Corridor. And as some of you know, or some of you listening may know, is 35 towns in eastern Connecticut and south central Massachusetts, designated as a National Heritage Corridor by Congress on November 2nd, 1994, known as the Last Green Valley. I will be operating amateur station, club station, November Alpha 1 Kilo Whiskey on FT8 and on phone. And for more information, check the ARRL website or visit our website, NA1KW.com. That's November Alpha 1 Kilo Whiskey.com. And special certificates will be available for those stations who work the special event. K6PDG back to net control. Thanks, Steve.
Yes, and I'll definitely be trying to sneak in some time for that, at least on the phone section of it. I'm not good for much else at this moment, but I bet you Alex might try some FT8 if he hears them on there. So we will go to our third section, which is, does anybody have anything that, amateur radio related that they wish to swap or sell or are looking for anything? Please call now. This is NK1V for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club TipsNet. I'm going to do one last call. We've still got plenty of time. This is probably a record shortest TipsNet. But one last call. Is there anyone further who would like to check in? Please call now. Close the net at this time. Thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors this net and has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month at the American Red Cross office, 1031 Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.net. We thank John, W1AN, for use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use. This is November, Kilo 1 Victor. Good evening and 7-3 all.